Hi guys, I'm Funda, and this is my voice, affected by flu. I hope you enjoy it.
And I'm Rodrigo. This is my voice, being Rodrigo.
As always.
Exactly.
As sexy as a man's voice can be.
This is starting warm temperature here going on the program. No, I'm kidding.
Welcome to the Stranger's Corner. Today, we are going to talk about happiness.
Felicita!
Yes. And Rodrigo, nice. Do you want to open this show with a song?
Of course, I would love to open. Why not with Felicita?
Felicità, che cuscina di piume, l'acqua del fiume che passa e che va, e la pioggia che scende dietro le tende, la felicità, e abbassare la luce per fare pace, la felicità, felicità.
Felicità, è un bicchiere di vino con un panino, la felicità, e lasciarti un biglietto dentro il cassetto, la felicità, e cantare a noi voci quanto mi piace la felicità, felicità.
Senti, nell'aria c'è già la nostra canzone d'amore che va.
It has a lot of emotion in it. It's like a mixture of emotions.
Would you say this song makes you happy?
Yes, it's interesting.
Okay, so what is happiness for you?
Oh, I think happiness is a type of emotion which is not that stable. Like, it's an emotion. It can go, it can come again and go again. It's not a stable emotion.
Okay, but how would you define it?
Sometimes I'm a person who gets happy easily.
Okay.
And maybe I can write something that makes me happy. I started to sing a song that makes me happy. I eat something that makes me happy.
That's nice. Yeah.
Of course, and when I drink wine, that makes me happy too.
Okay, but that's a nice subject. When you drink wine,
mm-hmm.
Why do you think you get happy? Because of the act of drinking, or maybe there's something else. You know what I mean?
Because like alcoholic problems.
No. Okay, that. I don't know. You have to check your doctor. I don't know about that part. But imagine, like, if, for example, if you're having a sad day and you drink,
mm-hmm.
would it make it better?
Normally, when I'm sad, I don't drink.
I know. So why don't you drink?
When I'm happy, when I'm with friends.
Okay.
Yes, it makes me feel good. It's like a celebration, way of celebration. for that day, for being with friends. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Okay. And why do you think we celebrate with alcohol?
I don't know.
This is going a bit deep, guys. Yeah. Sorry. But it's just...
No, this is the thing about here, because all the wines are very good in Italy. Normally, in Turkey...
That's a lie.
No, it's very good.
Oh, yeah. What are you going to say about the 1 euro wines? Are they good?
1 euro? Ah, no.
Yeah, okay.
Baby, so, I don't drink 1 euros.
Oh, that's another thing.
But, for example, in Turkey, we can celebrate our meeting with tea or coffee or something else.
That's nice.
But wine is an example for Perugia, Italy.
I know. Actually, here wine is... It's also good. Don't misunderstand me, but there are some horrible wines also. Like, we cannot say, like...
Yes. Horrible and expensive. And cheap. They are both horrible.
Yeah.
I don't like sweetie wines.
Oh, I do.
Really?
Yeah, but not too sweet, of course, but like... For example, a white wine, I don't know if you call it like that.
Uh-huh.
White wine, it's amazing. It's refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
But okay, stop your thirsty tongue and
yes,
come back to my happiness
to
question, okay?
And what is happiness for you?
That's a good question, but I would define it as a state of emotion in which you choose to be or not to be. You know what I mean? So for me, happiness is not... It doesn't depend on what's going around you, but depends on what's going inside you.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, basically, happiness is a personal choice. Of course, there are outer things. I don't say, like, every time you're going to be happy. Like, oh, I'm happy, then every time I'm going to be happy. No, because you have sometimes where life gets tough.
Of course.
We know about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think most of the days, and I would shoot a percentage, like 90-80% of the times, we can choose whether we are happy or we are not. Because mm-hmm. sometimes we worry for things which I would say don't deserve that kind of attention. Mm-hmm. And don't deserve you to ruin your day because mm-hmm. of one thing.
Yes, and sometimes it really don't worth it.
It's not worth it, you know. Like imagine we have counted days on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So why not choosing to trying to make them better?
Yeah.
At least not for yourself, but maybe for someone who is besides you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And about that, I love the song that says, mm-hmm. smile, even though it's aching,
yeah.
smile.
It's
and
great.
I love it basically because the message I feel it gives at the end
mm-hmm.
is that even if you're not feeling like it, you should smile because like that you might do... another person smile and happy.
Yes, that's so another way to be happy and make someone happy.
Happiness is shared,
yeah.
I've heard. There's a good movie about that, actually.
Which one?
Oh, the guy goes into a mountain alone by himself. It's...
go to where?
To a mountain.
Oh, Into the Wild.
Into the Wild.
It's a great movie.
And at the end of the movie, he says that happiness is shared.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a great sense it is like I don't mean you cannot be happy alone. Of course you can.
Of course.
But when you share your happiness, there's something more. I don't know if mm-hmm. you get it, but mm-hmm. when you share it, it's 10 times better, you could say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right actually. But what do you do when someone gets in your way and how can you manage to be happy?
What do you mean? Let's put an example. Just tell me one. Throw it.
I don't know. Maybe you have a struggle with your personal life.
Yeah.
Or maybe family matter.
Mm-hmm.
And how can you get rid of this feeling and try to be happy? Do you do anything special for feeling happy?
Okay, what I do... it would be easier with a concrete example. Let's say I'm in a happy day, normal day, and who comes? My uncle
mm-hmm.
comes pissed to me.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Give me a why. It doesn't matter the example, it's just...
You broke his cell phone.
Okay, I broke his cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good example. Then you're fucked, just run and be happy by yourself. Fuck it, you don't share it every time.
Run with love.
Oh, that's great. No, but no, basically what I like to do when I have a problem, like something happens,
mm-hmm.
is that I try to get myself out of the problem. I don't know if you know what mm-hmm. I mean, but sometimes when we get into a problem, we just start thinking too much about it.
Yes.
And when you do that, I believe you get into this spiral where you don't get out of it. First of it, you don't solve anything.
Mm-hmm.
You're just thinking and thinking and thinking. You're burning your time, precious time we have, by thinking things which are not going to change anything. Second of all, many times we are not present in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
When we get angry, try it next time. When you get really angry or pissed with something, try to breathe a bit, relax, yeah. and try to think, what are you thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
The times I've done that, I've realized I'm, first of all, inventing things like, oh, what would happen if A, B, C, D, E,
yes.
which is just a loss of time, a huge loss of time. Why am I going to think what happens if something?
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't think that. I should think, what am I going to do now to solve my problem? I do it, and that makes me happy because I know I at least can think I did what I could do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reach that point, if the other person is still mad at me, I know I did what I had to do.
Yes, and you cannot keep reading people's minds, their intention.
It's impossible, you know. Like sometimes, useless. Okay, it's useless. It's just get into your mind and you're just like worried about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And also a nice thing and a nice advice, if you want to try it, is to think if the problem is worth your time.
No, yeah.
I don't mean like to escape of the problem and say, no, it's not worth my time, I'm going to go. No. But I mean, if it's really a good idea to get mad at someone because of, for example, a material object, for example, the cell phone,
mm-hmm.
is it really worth it to be angry at someone?
Yeah.
Because of a material object? Of mm-hmm. course, I know we have, like, we are not rich.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean we are. But when you start thinking too much about money, I think you lose. Yeah. You also lose.
As you said, we have numbered days in this world.
And we don't know when the count is going to finish. That's mm-hmm. the problem. If we knew it's going to be, I don't know, in 4,000 days, okay, you can manage your time. Okay, I'm gonna be,
yeah.
I'm gonna be an asshole 3,000 days, and then yeah. maybe I'll change. Yeah, you could, but we don't know that.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And that leads me to the next question I want to ask you: is if do we really have to be happy all the time?
No, we are not.
What do you think?
No. For example, sometimes sadness comes and sits in my heart.
Oh.
Yeah, and stays
poet,
there.
Poet from the going on.
Yes, so deep. And at that time, I know whatever I try to do, it doesn't work. I know it doesn't work. So I try to do nothing, and I try to listen it. Why it is here? Why now?
That's a nice advice.
Yeah. And then it passes, like I said. It's a roller coaster. It comes and it goes. Sometimes when the sadness stays with me too long, I get bored.
get the heck out of my heart.
Yeah. And I say, okay, enough with the sadness. Now I'm going out. And I go out, I call friends, I go dancing, or I listen music.
That's a nice wonder.
Yeah.
You have to push yourself also. Because some people like to be sad. I think some people do like to be sad. And they just listen, for example, sad songs. And they mm-hmm. stay like that
it's
one day.
Need. If
I
it's
think
need, okay.
sometimes it's nice. You mm-hmm. know, sometimes it's nice sitting down, laying in your bed and listening, I don't know, one sad song.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice because you also, like, we are humans. You yeah. cannot expect to be happy all
the
time.
If you want to cry, cry.
Cry. Cry. But you know the problem about that?
They most, make it continue.
No, and most people just think like, oh, I'm not going to try. I'm going to be weak if I cry. You know, for example, for men, of course, not everyone It depends. A lot of people I've known have that mentality. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not going to cry in public because I know.
Yeah, it's what, the roles.
What is people going to think for me, men about me? Women. You know? And it's not just about men and women. Would you mind crying in the streets?
No, I can cry.
You can?
Yeah.
With no problem?
No problem.
You cry?
Yeah.
And people look at you and you're fine with it?
I don't care, yes. I'm sad. I can cry. I have to cry if I want to cry.
That's fine. That's fine. But for me, it's a bit harder. Like, for me, crying in the street, like, it's not like, oh, I feel sad, I'm going to cry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel comfortable crying in the street because I feel it's like sharing. You know what I mean? Like, like sharing my sadness to the world.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes I think sadness is very personal.
But what is the difference between laughing out loud at the streets and crying?
I'm going to answer. I do have a great answer for that. But first of all, I believe we have to chill a bit.
A bit.
So roll it, smoke it, and let's hear it here. Don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry.
Bob Marley.
Be happy.
Oh yeah, pass it, pass it.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry. Be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry. Be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry. Be happy. I give you my phone number. When you're worried, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Yes, Rodrigo. I love this song.
It was a good one. What?
Now we are happier.
Yes. Now we can speak about happiness. Oh, yeah. Okay, enough. They're gonna think we're they're gonna discover. Okay. Following up with your question.
Yeah.
Can you make it again? Sorry. It was a great question, but I just forgot what the song.
Okay. What is the difference between
I remember
laughing out loud and crying at the streets?
Well, I believe first of all you have the the connotation behind of it. You know, when you laugh out loud, you're happy, maybe you're gonna make other people happy. But I feel like I've been thought, which is a bit weird, but I feel like I've been thought that crying and sadness is very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally, I don't even speak about people in Bogota. I just speak for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's very personal. Like when I'm sad or when I'm crying, I feel it's something with me and maybe with another person, but that's it. Instead, when I'm happy, I don't mind sharing my happiness, because I have that thought, like, what a nice thing if you can make another one smile. And mm-hmm. when people, I don't know, when haven't you seen someone laughing and you feel good yourself? Like, oh, yeah.
It feels especially nice, isn't if it? It's a baby.
It's amazing. Yeah. And how do you feel it when you see someone crying?
If
you don't know him, you're in the street. Let's say you're in the metro, mini metro. Let's put it more into Perugia. Okay. You're in the mini metro, and on the other side of your bench, you see a woman crying. I bet. Not crazy crying, just.
Okay, but
sojosando.
I bet some Italian guys behind of it.
Oh come on! We're in the middle of a real serious statement, and you say that.
No, if she looks so sad and she wants, she seems not to be disturbed, I let it. Yes. Yeah.
But how would you feel, like outside of helping her? Uh-huh. Because that's nice. Okay, you can help, but more than that, how would you feel?
Actually, I can feel it because I know from myself. I don't like getting help. I don't like it at all. So I know the signs. If you want to get help or not. If she is so sad and wants to talk with someone, I go towards her immediately and give her some
medicine.
No, not medicine.
What are you carrying in your bag?
Your imagination shocks me every time.
That's why I'm happy every time we come to this show. I haven't realized it, but
not medicine, but wine. I always care.
I'm sure it's not wine. I haven't seen bottles in your bag. Okay.
And I try to help her. That's all.
Okay, but how would you feel? Like, let's say you're having a really happy day. You get into the mini metro, you're happy.
Mm-hmm.
But you see this woman crying in the other side of your bench.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be happy? The same happy? Like, not even helping her. Like, let's say you cannot help her. There's a window. You cannot go to help her. You're just looking at her.
What a dramatic man you are. What? Yeah. You killed my mood.
Yes, I killed it. Yeah, you have to go to your bag and take those things you have there.
I will give one to you.
No, I already had three. Don't worry.
Don't be good. If I can't help her, okay, what else would I do?
No, but I mean, you would feel sad probably, because we are humans.
Of
you know?
Course. If I can't help her, I feel sad.
Shared.
Yeah.
So I think, I don't mean like old people is like thinking, oh, I'm going to make people sad. No. But maybe one reason why we are not used to crying in public is because we don't want people watching us. Have you realized when something bad is happening normally, and I speak even for myself, normally I go and look and take a look what's happening. It might not be like 10 minutes that I stay looking, but I'm curious, so I go, what's happening?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the point. Like, I don't cry in the streets and all of that because I don't want people like wondering.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering like, oh, what is it? Like, oh, poor guy.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the most human thing, you know, like crying.
Yes,
it's
but
human. Like,
some
do
men
it.
Don't want to seem weak.
Yeah,
in Istanbul,
that's true. You also have that.
You can never see a man crying in middle of the street or anywhere
why
else.
Why do you think that happens?
It's a cultural thing. Because they raised by saying men don't cry, men can't get
trust
weak.
Me, that's not just like Turkey. I think that's general thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I think this masculine.
Yes,
trait,
you have
you
to
know.
Be badass.
Yeah, no,
you have to be
strong.
Strong.
You are a rock.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing affects you.
Mm-hmm. But it's not true.
Like even I think like even if you're maybe you're really strong like. You're really strong from inside,
mm-hmm.
but you're not a rock. Like, it's impossible to be like, don't care about anyone, anything.
And it's not the thing and about being strong.
It's not life,
strong.
You know?
Yeah.
I think, like, life, as we were saying, you have to share it. If you're sad, okay, that's shit. Yeah. We've all been through it, but don't worry. Don't think you're alone. I think that's a really good advice, but people don't realize it. Like, I know people are used to think like, oh, I know I'm not alone.
Mm-hmm.
But in the moment when you're sad, normally we think like, oh, we're alone. I'm alone in this thing. It's me against the world. But I think it's not like that. Like,
no.
Never. Mm-hmm. And you should never think that, because that's just going to get you into this spiral, which is going to make you think the world is not for you. And I know it sounds a bit dramatic, but sometimes, like, it's an annoying subject to speak about. But, for example, suicides at the end.
Yeah.
I don't feel the people that suicide themselves have a problem. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that they were in a moment, a bad moment in their lives. And maybe they believe they only had one solution. And they, of course, I'm not a psychologist, so don't take me by as a doctor. But it's very sad, like, you getting to that point where you think, like, there's no other option.
Yes, it's very bad, actually. Feeling weak is very normal. And do you realize that we want to talk about happiness, but all we explain is sadness?
Oh, come on, not all. The first times were different.
Bob Marley affects us wrong.
Don't listen it alone. No, but I mean, like, it's also part of happiness, you know? No, part of happiness, no. It's also part of life.
Yeah, it's like yin-yang. One or another. They are completing each other.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Yes.
It's really beautiful.
Maybe this have to be our closing line. And now we have to say goodbye with felicidad.
Afu.
Gondwana.
Gondwana. Yeah. Enjoy that. Just enjoy it.
See you guys.
See you guys. Kisses from this part of the world.
Hermosa porque existes tú. Hermosos son mis días porque veo tu luz. Y llevas ese fuego que hay en mi corazón. Para toda mi vida tú eres la razón. Oh. Y es que tu cariño conmigo compartiste. Ya no estoy triste, no estoy triste. Ya cambió de nada tu amor me diste. Ya no estoy triste, no estoy triste. Felicidad, eso es lo que tú me das. Felicidad, cada mañana al despertar. Felicidad, desde siempre. Felicidad, eso es lo que tú me das. Felicidad, cada mañana al despertar. Felicidad, desde ti y para siempre. Los pajaritos cantan al verte sonreír. Y es que tu amor al mundo logras transmitir. Y aunque siento dolor por quienes no están más, con tu sola presencia todo quedó atrás. Por siempre junto a ti un día tú me dijiste, y ya no estoy triste. Enseñaste que el amor existe. Ya no estoy triste.